Hi, this is Vincent in the fraud department. How can I help you?
I have some charges on my credit card that I didn't authorize.
Okay, let's see here. And what's your first and last name?
Diana Chance.
Okay, and can you verify your mailing address?
9816 Yarnell Avenue, Bakersfield, California, 93312.
Thank you. All right, so looks like what's here is the Quito Ascend for $6.70 for the shipping. Is that correct?
That's what it shows on my credit card statement.
All right, you
And there's
recall
another
ordering
charge
that?
on the. No. And there's another charge March 22nd for $92.90.
Yeah, because it looks like the U.S. Postal Service actually delivered that item to your address on March the 5th. Is it possible you'd just forgotten about it?
Well, I don't have the bottle of pills here. And recently our mailbox was broken into and
Oh no.
our mail delivery was stopped for about 10 days while they repaired the box.
I understand. I mean, is it possible somebody in your household placed the order and simply just forgot to tell you about it?
No, it would have been me, but I don't recall ordering the product.
All right, I understand. Right, so, yeah, because it looks like this was actually a trial for 14 days. However, when that trial period wasn't canceled within that time, that's when a customer would then pay the retail amount for that product. So it looks like that's where that 9290 came from.
That's for 1 month's supply.
Correct. And just in case we get disconnected, is this a good number to call you back on? Is this your personal line?
661-746-3222.
Thank you. All right, now I'd like to get you some information sent out via email. Do you have a good address that I can email it to?
My primary is Diana, DIANA, middle initial C, CHANCE, at sbcglobal.net.
Okay, thank you. All right, yes, ma'am. I mean, it doesn't necessarily appear that this is any fraudulent activity, since it seems that all the information entered at the original date of order appears to be yours. Are you sure you just hadn't forgotten about it?
I never got the product.
I understand. I mean, is it possible you just forgot that you had placed the original order?
I don't recall placing the order. I just know I did not get the product.
Okay. Well, let me see. All right, now, are you wanting to continue with a fraud investigation? That would entail involving the Bakersfield authorities there. We'd be providing them with the information on the account as well as the IP address and the tracking information. And now that IP address is going to track down the actual device that was used to place the order. And from there, they'll be able to track down the device's owner, and we'd be pressing charges against that person. I mean, are you sure this is something that you're wanting to continue with, since it seems, that all the information appears to be yours?
I am maintaining that I did not place the order and I never got the order.
All right, well, I'll make a note of that for the authorities as well. And there's no one else in the household who could have placed the order either?
No.
All right, great. Well, you got nothing to worry about then. I'll go ahead and get this submitted for you here. Just a moment. All right, I'm almost done here. All right, so I've got it all submitted here, and then just make sure you tell the authorities the same thing here. And as a courtesy, while the investigation is ongoing, I've refunded the $92.90 and $6.70. You know, give it about 3 to 5 business days to process, and you'll be receiving it. And we should know something here within the next 2 or 3 weeks as far as who ordered this, and then we will be pressing charges, okay?
All right, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome, and thanks for calling customer service. Have a great night.
Thank you.